KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, the Girls High School Athletic Union has enlisted its sixth softball rankings of the year. Muscatine is number one this week in Class 5A, with Ottumwa, Pleasant Valley, Dubuque Senior, and Waukee rounding out the top five. In Class 4A, Lamar's is number one this week, followed by Dallas Center Grimes, Solon, Carlisle, and Indianola. Winterset is eighth. They were first last week. Harlan is at 15 this week. In 3A, West Burlington, Notre Dame, Sergeant Bluff, Luton, Mid Prairie, East Marshall, and Boyden Hall, Rock Valley are the top five. In 2A, it's North Union number one, with Trainer at number two. Durant, Highland, and Sumner Fredericksburg round out the top five. And in Class 1A, Martindale St. Mary's, Akron Westfield, Clarksville, Newell Fonda, and Linville Sully are the top five. Earlham rated seventh in this week's poll. In high school softball action last night in Hawkeye 10 Conference play, Denison brought out the big sticks last night as they scored four times in both the first and second innings to build an early lead. They went on to a 13-0 win over Atlantic last night. Also, it was Creston over Clarinda, 12-7. Harlan beating Lewis Central, 8-5. Missouri Valley in non-conference play, a 13-0 winner over Kemper Catholic. In Western Iowa Conference girls softball last night, it was Trainer 9-3 winners over Griswold. Underwood beat River Tri-Center by an 11-0 final. Also in the Rolling Hills Conference, Exira EHK, a 13-0 winner over Cam. Adair Casey falls to West Harrison, 9-8. Grandview Park Baptist beat Glidden Ralston, 12-0. Also in softball action last night, Bedford over Lennox, 6-4. Carlisle edge Winterset, 2-1. It was Carroll over Spencer, 14-0. Coon Rapids Bayard twice over Boyer Valley, 17-4 and 20-15. Corning beat East Union, 3-2. Nottoway Valley over Mount Air, 7-1. Otibolt Arthur BCIG beat Charter Oak Ute, 12-0. And Sergeant Bluff Luton over Abraham Lincoln, 7-4. In boys baseball last night, Atlantic rallied for an 8-inning, 4-3 victory over Denison. The Trojans found themselves down 3-1 in the sixth inning. Chad Christensen dumped a 2-out, 2-run single to tie the game. And then Logan Steffens in the bottom of the eighth delivered the RBI hit that gave Atlantic the 4-3 win. Also in Hawkeye 10 play last night, Clarinda beat Creston 4-3. Harlan over Lewis Central 10-0. And in non-conference play, Kemper Catholic falling to Lamar's 13-3. In Western Iowa Conference baseball last night, Trainer beat Griswold 17-3. Also AHST, a non-conference winner, 17-0 over Stanton. In the Rolling Hills Conference, Cam edging Exira EHK last night by a final of 4-3. Also Adair Casey falls to West Harrison 13-3. In other baseball around the region, Coon Rapids Bayard over Woodward Academy 16-2. East Union beat Corning 14-4. Lennox over Bedford 18-3. Mount Air over Nottoway Valley 5-1. Murray beat Moravia 8-5. Ogden, a two-time winner over Guthrie Center last night, 11-1 and 16-5. IKM Manning beat Woodbine Boyer Valley by a final of 11-0. In Major League Baseball last night, Samuel Deduno pitched seven sharp innings, and one of Justin Morneau's two doubles drove in Minnesota's first run to send the Twins to a 3-1 win over the Kansas City Royals. Deduno gave up only five hits and, more importantly, one walk. He struck out three and let only eight fair balls leave the infield. Jared Burton pitched a scoreless eighth, and Glenn Perkins notched his 20th save with a scoreless ninth inning. The Twins even managed to beat Jeremy Guthrie. The righty topped them twice earlier this season and brought a 6-2 record over nine previous career matchups into that contest. In other American League action yesterday, it was Texas over New York, 2-0. The Angels beat Detroit in 10 innings, 3-1. Baltimore 7-3 over Cleveland. Boston beat Toronto 7-4. In the National League, the Chicago Cubs beat Milwaukee 7-2. Arizona over Washington in 11 innings, 3-2. The Mets beat Colorado 3-2. And the Dodgers over the Phillies 6-4. In Pacific Coast League baseball, the Iowa Cubs doubled up Omaha 4-2 yesterday. Iowa plays at Omaha again this evening in Pacific Coast League action. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, Anthony Bennett is the first Canadian to be taken number one in the NBA draft. The Cleveland Cavaliers surprised the crowd at the Barclays Center in New York last night, taking the UNLV forward over a pair of big men, Nerlens Noel and Alex Len, who many thought would be the first two picks. Bennett was the Mountain West Conference Player of the Year and starred for Canada's junior national teams. Noel fell to number six, where he was the New Orleans Pelicans selection, and they immediately, according to a person familiar with the details, dealt his rights to the Philadelphia 76ers for a package headlined by All-Star guard Jrue Holiday. Len went to Phoenix at number five. Orlando passed on both of the big men, too. They went with Indiana swingman Victor Oladipo with the number two pick. Washington took Otto Porter Jr. with the third pick to keep the Georgetown star in town. The Charlotte Bobcats did go for a big man at number four, but it wasn't the two anybody expected. They took the second Hoosier of the night, selecting seven-foot center Cody Zeller. With half of the top six picks in the NBA draft recovering from injury, the 2013 draft has kicked off the NBA's summer trade season. As we mentioned, Nerlens Noel was one of the favorites to be taken first, but he was picked sixth and then traded. Hosting the draft at Barclays Center, the Brooklyn Nets made the biggest news as a person with knowledge of the talks confirmed a Yahoo Sports report that the Nets and Celtics were working on a trade that would bring Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Jason Terry to Brooklyn. Gerald Wallace, Chris Joseph, the expiring deal of Chris Humphreys, and three future first-round picks would go to Boston. The trade can't be completed until July 10th after next season's salary cap is set. Boston traded up three spots in the draft to get Gonzaga's seven-footer Kelly Olynyk. General manager Danny Ainge described him as a complimentary player who will fit in well with Rajon Rondo, Avery Johnson, and Jeff Green. Dallas dropped three spots in the trade with Boston, and they appeared to be one of the teams trying to clear some cap room for Dwight Howard. ESPN reported Thursday that Howard is unlikely to return to the Los Angeles Lakers when he becomes a free agent next month. Well, the NFL is telling its teams that any contract with Aaron Hernandez before the charges against him are resolved won't be approved without a hearing by Commissioner Roger Goodell. The league says the hearing would be to decide if the former New England Patriots tight end should be suspended or face other action before a resolution of the charges is reached. Hernandez was arrested Wednesday and charged with first-degree murder and weapons counts in the shooting death of a friend, Odin Lloyd. Hernandez was cut by the Patriots after the arrest and before his court appearance. He's being held without bail. In tennis, Serena Williams has advanced to the third round at Wimbledon with a 6-3, 6-2 win over Caroline Garcia. Williams will now face Japanese veteran Kimiko Date Crum, who at 42 became the oldest woman to reach the third round at Wimbledon in the open era. Men's number one Novak Djokovic also was a day four winner as he got rid of Bobby Reynolds of the U.S. in straight sets. The departure of Reynolds means there are no more American men left in the tournament. That's the worst showing for U.S. men at Wimbledon in 101 years. In golf, Roberto Castro ran off three straight birdies late in his round for a 5-under-66, giving him the first-round lead at the AT&T National at Congressional Country Club. Billy Horschel, who tied for fourth in the real U.S. Open 2 weeks ago at Marion, is tied with Bud Cauley and Canadian Graham Dillette. for second place. They shot 3 under 68s. Two of the top names in golf are not taking part in this weekend's AT&T National in suburban Washington. Recently crowned U.S. Open champ Justin Rose pulled out because of fatigue, while tournament host Tiger Woods is nursing a sore elbow. Ha Newell Kim is leading after the first round at the U.S. Women's Open. Kim shot a bogey-free 6-under-66 on Thursday at Sebanak to lead fellow South Korean Inbi Park by a stroke. Park is trying to make history by winning the first three majors of the year. American Lizette Salas, Swedes Caroline Hedwall and Anna Nordqvist, and South Korea's I.K. Kim shot 68s in their first rounds. John Huston shot a 5-under-65 to take the first-round lead in the Senior Players' Championship. Fred Couples, Duffy Waldorf, Fred Funk, and Russ Cochran were a stroke back in the third major on the Champions Tour schedule. Tom Pernice Jr. led a group of players at 67. Start of play was delayed nearly 5 hours because of some heavy rains. And in high school golf news, some postseason awards doled out to the Atlantic Girls Golf Team. The Iowa Girls Coaches Association gave academic All-State honors to Shelby Worth, who had a 3.75 grade point average. All-District honors for the academic awards went to Brooke Fletcher, Bailey Walter, and, of course, Shelby Worth as well. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union gave an Academic Excellence Award to the Atlantic Girls team because they had a combined grade point average of 3.58. And also the Iowa High School Golf Coaches Association named Brooke Fletcher of Atlantic a first-team All-State selection. Fletcher was also a first-team All-Tournament pick, while Bailey Walter was named a second-team All-State selection this season. That's Check Sports This Hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.